The Château de Ziman.
The Château de Ziman stands where once Roman settlers built a fort for protection against marauding Germani. Towards the end of the 9th century, King Arnulf of Carinthia, then owner of the Abbey of Echternach, decided to reward those who had taken up arms with him for defence against the attacking Normans. Thus did Ziman, which was then still under the tutelage of the Abbey of Echternach, come into the ownership of its first châtelaine.
After that, nothing more could harm us. We were protected.
And me?
Yes, you too. But don't forget that things were sometimes hard here then.
Yeah, but it must have been great battling with each other.
Nikki, it really is far better now.
I suppose so, but it's a lot more boring.
You men, you always want to play at war.
In 1233, Jean de Ziman, the last Chevalier de Ziman, placed his lands under the protection of Countess Ermesinde of Luxembourg. At the beginning of the 14th century, Thomas de Ziman was lord of the castle at Ziman, and it was probably he who built the church in the middle of the village, consecrated in 1317.
Thomas de Ziman is said to have had the church built in honour of his king, Henry VII, who died in his arms in Italy.
Yes, Thomas was a courageous vassal. Micey, do you remember about poor Godfrey of Ziman?
You mean the one who fell hopelessly in love?
Oh yes, that poor...
Never stood a chance.
With girls?
No, because he had eyes for only one.
Just so. He begged the hand of the beautiful Hilda of Braunthal, who lived alone with her mother in their castle. Godfrey was in constant fear that some evil would befall his betrothed. And so, on one of his visits, he made her a gift of a trained falcon, which she was to send him if ever she was in trouble. No sooner had Godfrey left the castle than the knight Sir Rudger of Holzingen, infamous for his brutality, came knocking at the door. Besotted with her beauty and wealth, he wanted to marry Hilda, but when she said she was already spoken for, he turned a deaf ear, threatening to take her by force and setting siege to the castle. And so Hilda let fly the falcon with a written message. As soon as Godfrey received her call for help, he bestrode his horse and set out at a wild gallop for his lady love's castle. As he drew near, he saw Hilda in her white gown standing atop the watchtower. At that very moment, Rüdiger and his men launched their attack on the castle. Seeing them approach the gate, Hilda gave the order to cut the chains of the portcullis, which came crashing down, killing Rüdiger, but not before he had hurled his lance at Hilda. Godfrey reached the castle just in time for Hilda to die in his arms. Grief-struck, he lost his reason, and since that day, Godfrey has wandered the passages of the Château de Ziman, his falcon perched upon his shoulder.
How sad! He never had his love!
It's not a question of having. True love is about giving.
Whatever! His love didn't give him anything!
Oh, Nikki! You have no compassion for the poor soul.
The poor spirit.
Wait, what's that? Where does it lead to?
Step back! That's the door to the cellars of the old castle.
Wow, that will be exciting. Maybe we'll see Godfrey with his feathered friend or his ghost. Ooh.
No, get away from there. I'm scared.
Why? What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid he won't be there.
Around the year 1600, Christopher of Krischingen built a huge tower in the Renaissance style at the north entrance. A few years before the French Revolution, the castle was destroyed by fire. It was only rebuilt around 1950 with a modern house constructed amid the ruins. The castle these days is a private property and not open to visitors.